This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. British lawmakers have given preliminary approval to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Brexit deal. The legislation is aimed at clearing the way for a scheduled January 31st UK departure from the European Union. The measure must still be approved by the House of Lords and could be amended next month. All of this against the background of last week's general election triumph for Boris Johnson's Conservative Party. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is anxious for his day in court, the court in this case being the Senate. But for the time being, at least, there is a delay in the procedure. Here's AP Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump's expected impeachment trial in the Senate remains in limbo as Congress heads home for the holidays. Senator Lindsey Graham says the president's demanding his day in court, describing him on Fox News Channel as mad. The president sees a trial in the GOP-led Senate as a chance for vindication after the House impeached him. But Speaker Nancy Pelosi is delaying sending the impeachment articles to the Senate until she gets more details about how the trial will be handled.
A very unusual spectacle.
Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says some Democrats even seem to be suggesting they prefer not sending the articles at all.
Not with me.
Democrats are not constitutionally required to transmit the articles, so at least for now, the wait continues.
We'll see you in 2020.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, President Trump has a new target today, a prominent Christian magazine which says he should be removed from office. An important part of Mr. Trump's political base is made up of Christian evangelical voters. Pakistan says it is seeking to disqualify the head of a three-judge panel which ruled that if former military dictator Pervez Musharraf dies before his scheduled execution, his body should be hanged for 3 days outside parliament. Government officials call it a despicable order. In fact, it may be academic, since Musharraf is living in self-imposed exile in the United Arab Emirates, which has no extradition agreement with Pakistan. From Washington, this is